Bitcoin miners reject BIP 110 with near zero signaling support. 14 days into its mandatory signaling period, the proposed Bitcoin upgrade known as BIP 110 has drawn almost no miner backing, with support hovering near 0%, according to an update posted by Cointelegraph on August 9, 2026. The number is a blunt read on where the network stands. Without miners flipping their signaling bits, the change does not lock in. Bitcoin priced around $64,741 at the time of writing, down 0.4% on the day, per CoinMarketCap. The muted price reaction fits the pattern for governance events that resolve through inaction rather than a hard fork or contentious split. The signaling bit is the vote. Bitcoin does not run on-chain token votes or a foundation that ratifies changes. Consensus-level upgrades that need miner buy-in typically activate through signaling. Miners set a specific bit in the blocks they produce to indicate readiness. Tally those blocks across a defined window, and you get a percentage. Cross the activation threshold, and the rules switch on. Fall short, and nothing changes. A mandatory signaling period is the formal stretch during which that tally is measured. The threshold for miner activated changes has historically sat high, often 90% or 95% of blocks in a retargeting window, precisely so that a change only ships when the mining base is overwhelmingly aligned. A reading near 0% 2 weeks in is not a slow start. It is a clear signal that the mining base is not engaging with the proposal as written. 0% is a decision, not a delay. Silence in this system carries weight. Miners are not obligated to explain a no. By declining to set the bit, they exercise a veto without a press release, a hearing, or a formal rejection notice. The mechanism is designed so that the absence of consent is enough to stop a change cold. That design cuts against a common assumption that developers or a core team can push upgrades onto the network. Developers write and propose. Node operators choose which software to run. Miners choose what to signal and what to mine. Each group can stall a change the others want. BIP 110's current standing is a live demonstration of that separation of powers, with miners holding the line. The stakes attached to any specific proposal vary, and the current tally does not by itself reveal the reasons behind the refusal. Miners may object to the technical design, worry about revenue effects, wait for more testing, or simply see no urgency. What the near 0% figure does establish is that the proposal in its present form is not on a path to activation through miner signaling. Past forks set the reference points Bitcoin has been here before, in both directions. The SegWit activation fight in 2017 stalled for months as miner signaling lagged, and it only moved after a user-activated soft fork threat, BIP 148, pressured miners to fall in line. The Taproot upgrade in 2021 took the opposite route, sailing through with broad, quick miner support once the activation path was agreed. The contrast matters. An upgrade with rough consensus can lock in fast, while one without it can sit unsignaled indefinitely. BIP 110's near 0% reading places it firmly in the second category so far. A proposal can be revised, reproposed, or activated later through a different path. But a two-week window near zero is not the profile of a change with momentum. The takeaway for the network. For holders and builders, the immediate practical impact is minimal. No activation means the rules users rely on stay unchanged, and the spending, custody, and settlement behavior of the network continues as before. Anyone moving Bitcoin between wallets or funding a crypto card sees no difference from this signaling result. The longer-term read is about process. Bitcoin's upgrade path remains conservative by construction, and a proposal that cannot clear miner signaling does not ship no matter how it is framed elsewhere. The BIP 110 window is a reminder that on Bitcoin, consensus is earned block by block, and a number near zero is the network saying no.